Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and it call-in number here is 646-478-5284. And I just noticed I just started the show early, and it's like only giving me 18 minutes left for the stream. So I don't know what's up with that, but you're listening to American by Design. Have you bought gas lately? Have you been to the gas pump, Joe? Huh? Joe, no, you don't pump your own gas. God sakes, you can't even visit the Pope without shitting yourself, dude. What the F is up with you, Brandon? He bought food, Joe, lately? No, you get that catered. Yeah, materials for your house there, Brandon? Now, you don't have no house. You don't own the house you're in. You rent it from the taxpayers, from us. Thanks to the Brandon administration, you're seeing high prices, shortages, electricity, gas, and so on, inflation, because you remember, you know, I mean, Joe cut off the Keystone pipeline and the Russia pipeline that would have probably, and he ended fractured drilling here in this country. And he also revoked all of Trump's bans on drilling in public property, which means your gas is going to go up. Inflation. It's record best. Thank you, Joe. In the meantime, the libs are up to their own sneaky tactics in the McAuliffe and Youngkin campaign down in Virginia, where they had a bunch of tiki torch wearing people at the last minute that stormed. Not stormed, I wouldn't say. They just happened to be there. Happened to be there at the Youngkin campaign. Now, this is what happens when Democrats get really freaked out because they're going to lose. They just resort to communist-type tactics. They resort to the tactics of the end, whatever justifies the ends meet the goal, basically. And it was a handful of young Virginia Democrats. Oh, they're too stupid. They don't know. No, all Democrats are stupid. Damn it. They're liberals. They're retards. They're short bus driving window lickers. They all are idiots. They're accused of dressing as the supposed white supremacists, photographed holding Charlottesville-esque tiki torches at a campaign event for Glenn Youngkin, in which may be the latest Democrat hoax ever. And it's a hate crime, in my opinion. It's a hate crime. Because they're dressing as far-right-wing old Trump supporters, that kind of thing. But they won't be investigated. You don't even hear about this on the news. You don't hear about this anywhere. Except here. But we're going to bring it up because we have to. Somebody has to. They paid a visit to a Glenn Youngkin campaign rally in Virginia to pose with the tiki torches. Camden Layton, the financial director for the Young Virginia Democrats, has been identified by internet sleuths as allegedly appearing at the event to help embattled Terry McAuliffe, who's taken a dive. This guy, remember, this is the guy that says parents don't have a say-so in their children's education. Right? It's about the teachers' union and so on. He's backed by them heavily, heavily. And you have people talking about this on social media. Breaking: financial director for Young VA Dems has gone private after being exposed for posing as a white supremacist. So where's the hate crimes involved in this? Can't you be charged with a hate crime if you pose as a white supremacist just for the sake of knocking somebody else's campaign off the rails? Can't you be charged with something? But no, Virginia has got a Democratic state's attorney. They're not going to charge him with anything. And if they did, they would let him go the next day. But they continued to delve into it, and they found out that Colin Watchenfield of the Young Virginia Democrats is also alleged to be the female that's depicted in the photos. In her Twitter bio, Watchenfield says she formerly worked in Arizona on behalf of Senator Mark Kelly, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. So she's pretty much a loser three times over. When the group first surfaced, leftists and media figures online were quick to draw the comparison to the attire brandished by the Unite the Right protesters in Charlottesville, who have been vilified by the left over the years due to the clash with leftist groups in 2017. However, it appears many of these accounts have made posts in a coordinated effort. The accounts themselves are known partisan Democrats. Alex Sears says this is so clearly a political operation organized by Adam Pacomito. It's not even funny. And I have the receipts. Then there's another one, Elizabeth Holmes. These men approached Glenn Youngkin's bus as it pulled up, saying what sounded like, "We are all in for Glenn." Here they're standing in front of the bus at his campaign event in Guadalajara started. And the list goes on and on. These people are nuts. When they can't get their way, like Nancy Pelosi, she just keeps shouting her racism thing and everything else, and they disrupt and all this. The Capitol riots was a disruption based on the Democrats. The Democrats are not in favor for equal rights. They were the party of Jim Crow, for God's sakes. The party of Jim Crow. They were the party of slavery. They are the party of keeping minorities down and dependent on the government for their own survival, because they are in it for power. They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody else except themselves and their pocketbooks. They want power. They want money. They're greedy. They're intolerant. They're commies. Let's just state a fact. They're communists. Look at what Nancy Pelosi is at. She's done after this. She's toast, stick a fork in her. she's toast. She can't control her own party because her party has gotten away from her. I mean, the Democratic Party, which used to stand for like labor and equal rights and so on, which is a farce because they never have. But that's what their mantra was. That's what it was back in the day. It's not anymore. These people are radical leftist progressive commies. Some socialists, but most commies. They want this country transformed into something that you and I will never, ever see again if they are left untouched, unchecked, unfettered, and not stopped. Your money will be worthless. You'll wake up in some George Orwell dystopia of 1984, but it's 2021, and you're going to go, my God, what have I done? Did I vote for this idiot? Did I vote for him? I hope he didn't. The Vatican. Joe Biden goes to visit the Vatican. This man is taking medication that makes your bowels move quite a bit. Let's just say it that way. Well, the rumor going around, I can't ascertain whether this is true or not, but it sounds like it's true to me because the Vatican cut short, well, they had to postpone Joe Biden's visit. It's Poopy Pants Biden, or Poopy Pants Brandon, if you want to call it that, hashtag. And they're wondering, are there any truth to the rumors that Biden had a bathroom incident during his meeting with the Pope at the Vatican? Biden met with the Pope Pope Francis on Friday, October 29th, as part of the POTUS official state visit to the Vatican since taking office. Biden, who is the only second Catholic president in U.S. history, which I'm kind of shocked at that, appeared at the Vatican San Damaso Stadium at 12 o'clock local time. He and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, were greeted by Monsignor Leonardo Saprienza, who runs the papal household, as well as Gentlemen of His Holiness. However, rumor has it that Biden's meeting with the Pope was unusually long because they had to use facilities at the Vatican before he left. The talk started around followed a treat by Amy Tarkanani, former chairwoman of the Nevada Republican Party. The word around Rome is that Biden's meeting with the Pope was unusually long because Biden had a bit of a bathroom accident at the Vatican and it had to be addressed prior to him leaving. Conservative strategist Amy Tarkanian, I'll get that right sooner or later. I know we talk about this often, but this is the actual rumor going around Rome right now. So we've got Poopy Pants Biden meets with the Pope. The President of the United States meets with the Pope and shits his pants. I mean, that's what the story is saying so far, from what I can gather. I mean, I'm not reading this off MSN or any of these, see, because they won't report that. But what they are reporting is that, well, there was a delay with the motorcade. Delay with the motorcade. Okay. I wonder, Pope says he's going to release the details as soon as he gets them. I'm sure he knows the details from the smell of it. It's just unbelievable what these people, the liberals, will do to hide, obfuscate, conjecture upon what they will do to actually undermine the United States because they have no control and they know they don't. People are not going to fall for communism. Not in my lifetime. They might later. They might try it again. We already tried communism when the pilgrims originally came over. They did a communal effort to hoard food and so on for the first winter and so on. That did not work out well, and we got rid of it. They decided that it was not worth it because communism dumbs everybody down. It does not make anybody brighter. It does not make anybody want to consider anything else. Brighter futures. Now, it's listen to state-run TV 24/7 like George Orwell in 1984. You get up in the morning, you're instructed what to do, where to go, what exactly to do, what you can eat, what you can't eat. Because the government, these people want full control. It's about power, people. With power brings money. It's about money, too, because with money, you get power. You can buy power. And all these hypocrites, Alec Baldwin, anti-gun nut, ends up killing somebody on his own set without checking a gun, whether it be a prop gun handed to him by somebody that says, hey, this is good to go. I'd be sitting there checking it. Because I'm a responsible gun owner. Alec Baldwin, obviously, is not. And it saddens me to say, it couldn't happen to a better guy than Alec Baldwin. I know it's a tragedy, but the thing is that these people have to be stopped.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Talk. If your parents got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
Yeah, genius living in a lamp. Here's what we're up against, folks. I'm down to the wire. I don't know. Lost time on Blog Talk. But anyways, my mistake probably. Anyways, this is what we're up against. This is what we have to combat on a daily basis.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a...
Hi, Alec.
And that's a fact.
Ooh, producer dead. Cinematographer dead.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Call Alec. He'll do the job for you.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will call Alec
take Trump
Baldwin.
Out
tonight.
And if you
please.
See anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a
call Alec. 1-800, call Alec.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you put back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
1-800, call Alec.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and
wow.
our honoring our yeah. Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania.
They're not going to stop
before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
No, Maxine, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, but a bunch of, well, you haven't seen anything yet because the right wing is engaged. People are engaged. The independents are engaged. Even Democrats are engaged. They're going, what the hell is going on in this country? We got illegals just pouring over the border. We can't do anything about it. We just bust them to other states, other cities, other towns, other municipalities. We just keep trucking them in and out. These people are going to be the death knell, but they don't matter to these liberals. It doesn't matter, see, because they don't care. They think this is a voting bloc. 2 million more illegals in this country in the last few months. 2 million more on food stamps, on welfare. Now we're talking about giving them, what, $4,000 each? Because they were misplaced? Because their children were misplaced? No, they're freaking illegals, you idiot. You idiot. And you keep allowing this to happen. My God, somebody has to stop the madness. Hopefully we will this coming year in November. But until then, somebody's got to bring up the madness. Somebody's got to point it out. Somebody's got to show it to people. Somebody's got to actually teach people, entertain them, but go ahead and teach them. Get them to learn what they're voting for, who they're voting for, why they're paying $3.50, and that's probably a low estimate right now in my area, for a gallon of gas. Why they can't find things on the food, on the stores or shelves in the store. Explain it to them. Get it through their thick heads because they are thick-headed because they've been indoctrinated for years by the liberal left. in colleges, in high school, in middle school, elementary school even. They've been indoctrinated. Feel sorry for them, pray for them, but teach them, educate them. Because unless we do nothing, this country will be toast. It will be toast in a short time. I'm going to leave you out with Brian Futch. Did my intro. Great guy. Check him out, brianfutch.com. Thank you for listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. I don't know why the show was so short, but oh well. I'm short too. We'll be right. We'll be back next week.
His eyes say it loud.